¿Cómo estás?
¿Cómo está en clase?
La cabeza me duele, la cabeza. La cabeza, llame al doctor. Me duele la cabeza, me duele la cabeza. La cabeza, cabeza, doctor, doctor.
The entire class is here. We are so excited on a Thursday. We have a book fair going on. We have 28 first graders coming to you unscripted from Lakeshore Elementary School. We have a couple guests on our podcast today that are not here, and they will be entering in the middle of our podcast. And that's okay because I've got Gabriel here ready for some book talk. Gabriel, can you tell everyone the name of the book you are reading right now?
Shark Wars.
Shark Wars. Gabriel, what is your favorite part of this book?
So, there's a whale against a squid.
What did you show me? You showed me a page with something on it that was more than just words. Did you see math in that?
Yeah.
You saw math in that book. That is amazing. Thank you for telling us the name of a great book. And speaking of great books, moms and dads and our families, we have a very special person in our classroom with us, Ms. Shook. Clase, ¿qué le decimos? Dile hola.
Hola.
Ms. Shook, would you introduce yourself and tell our families what you do here at Lakeshore Elementary School?
Hi, I'm Mrs. Shook. I am a resource teacher, and I do a lot of interventions with students who need a little extra support with their reading.
Fantastic. You know what? I love to read, and I love that you get to be in here when we are reading in our classroom. Some of the families would like to know any book series or any books, anything that we can do when we go to the library this summer to just keep reading. Do you have any recommendations?
I do. Well, first of all, just keep reading over the summer is a great thing to do. Everybody should read at least 20 to 25 minutes a day, every day during the summer, so that you guys don't have any summer slide, which means when you come back for second grade, you don't have to start practicing reading again. You're already going to be really good at your reading still and have all of your reading skills right in place for you to be ready to hit the ground running in second grade and become even better readers than you already are. But my book choices, I really, really like some of the Magic Treehouse books. They have some wonderful themes and stories in them. You can also learn some great facts about different places around the world. I also enjoy some of the Dog Man stories.
We love those in here. In fact, at the book fair today, we found them in Spanish, too.
Oh, that is awesome. Yeah. And you guys should really be practicing reading in Spanish this summer, too.
Absolutely. Getting ready for Miss Rios in second grade. Well, thank you for stopping by. Just a quick stop by. We appreciate it. Clase, ¿qué le decimos?
Gracias.
Thank you so much, Ms. Shook. We appreciate it. Olivia, now sometimes it's hard because we have all these great things that we want to say about books, and then we get nervous when we're in a podcast, and that's okay. But so if some of the students kind of pause between, that's what's going on. But Olivia is not, she is ready to tell you about the book she's reading, and she's got a great idea for us to respond to reading.
So I brought this science book to school, we have this experiments we might be able to do, and what you need for it is light sensitive paper shown in wrapper, pins, feathers, dish towel, sheet of
It's a big word. Right.
A heavy book and a tray with water inside of it.
Oh, she did our how-to right there. Listed everything that we need. So a science experiment book. Jack was telling me about a book of things that sometimes I don't prefer as first grade teacher, but I do always say, hey, if you will read, let's do it. So Jack, what book actually do you have open right now?
It's like Pokemon Super Deluxe Exclusional Handbook. It's like a picture of every Pokemon, but not every. There's only like 4 Pokemon that's not in this.
Oh, now what phrase did you use that I just loved when you were reading earlier?
I said I noticed that like there is commas and we're working on commas and we're like trying to do it in.
Right.
Trying to like write it in our writing and like notice it in our reading.
Absolutely. I noticed is the word to use. Palmer and Killian were doing some partner reading. Tell us about that. What were you partner reading?
So me and Killian were partner reading
Oliver and Wilbur Wright.
Good.
They built the first motored plane.
Awesome.
And so we all just like kind of interested in like science and stuff, so we decided to like read that.
Oh, that's right. So because Killian, why, when you mentioned science in this book, what are the things that we're learning that about, like inclined planes? What are all those things called that we're learning while we're reading?
The simple machines,
yeah,
and compound machines.
Excellent, excellent. Go ahead.
Simple machines are like stuff that are like help our lives get better, like bikes.
All these improvements we've been reading about. Yeah, they make
hammers,
our life easier.
Yeah, and compound machines, like all like shovels and that kind of stuff.
Awesome, awesome. Well, one of the ways that Lauren today, that she responded to her reading was she did a little song writing, and I played the piano along, but right now for our podcast, I'm going to have her read her song, the words to her song, because I only have one hand here, and then we can come back and put some music with it a little later. Oh, wait a minute. Killian Palmer had one more thing. That's okay.
So we wanted to share with you our favorite page.
Uh-huh.
So.
Oh, just tell them what the title is for right now, and then we'll let you tell the class.
The right to learn to make things work.
I like that. Thank you for telling us that. All right, Lauren, here we go.
I'm doing it with Lucy.
Sure. Thanks, Lucy.
Practicing.
Good.
And here we go. I was on a boat and a dog was swimming out in the open sea and we did not know what to do. It had 3 legs and it only had a short tail and it was not swimming very well, but we stand up for them and we came and helped it and we went back to shore and we gave them to its owner and it lived happily ever after.
Oh, so nice writing all on your own, our authors. Lucy, thank you for joining her. And then Maven Page responded to a little reading and they're going to share that with you. And then we have our next guest coming in.
Well, we read a Pokemon book, and we just thought of doing a song about Pokemon, and this song is called Pokemon on the Boat.
Pokemon, Pokemon, let's go fight some bad guys now. Pikachu and Eevee, fight some bad guys right now. So let's go fight some bad guys right now.
Oh, they've got some main characters in there. See, no, Senora Holmes, Pokemon not all bad, right? And then finally for today's podcast from students, we have Will was very excited about his book. In fact, you can't see out in podcast land, but Will just gave me the funniest look like, hey, did you forget about me? I am not forgetting about Will. All right, Will, what you got? What book did you have to bring to us today?
I had Basketball Legends Alphabet, so there's only basketball legends in it. So, but my favorite page was the W page that it the basketball legend was Wilt Chamberlain. And,
awesome. Yeah, Wilt Chamberlain. Yeah. So you can't see Will's book, but it's all basketball A
through Z. And yeah, I like that you used that part, Will, too. My favorite part was, all these are great ways to talk about our book.
Like you were talking about A to Z. A is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. B, Z is Dirk Nowitzki.
All the way to A to Z. Thank you, Will, so much. So first graders, you've done a good job of listening. Miss Shook came in, and we know we have Miss Dawn here with Kids Hope. Miss Dawn, you got to hear some of the students talking. In fact, I just heard Deegan be like, yay, Miss Dawn, we love you. We love having you here. Would you tell our families at home your official title and a little bit about the program bringing into our school to help us become great everythings, but often great readers, too.
Well, thank you for having me. My name is Dawn Housecamp, and I am the Kids Hope Director here at Lakeshore Elementary. This is my third year here at this school, but Kids Hope has been in this school for about 20 years. You were one of the first schools to partner with Kids Hope, and what I do is I simply come in and visit your classrooms and get to know the teachers. And then I pair a loving mentor with one of the students that might just need a little extra help, encouragement, and fun. So during that mentoring hour, the student and mentor, they play games, they sometimes do crafts, and most of all, we read and kind of help with homework here, too.
That's awesome. We so appreciate it. Yes. We appreciate you, and we appreciate the leaders. When is our last hurrah for Kids Hope this year?
Yes, good question. Our last hurrah is our end-of-the-year party next week, Wednesday, during the lunch hour.
Awesome, awesome. Well, at the end of our podcast, we try to feature all the students in a song. So would you stay and sing with us? You can do the motions, I'm sure. Ready?
You betcha.
Here we go.
Oh, Hospoka Nanisore.
Adiós,
adiós.